B-Pod Studios.
Guinness is perfect for it, too.
He is. He's great.
The way he gets excited.
I like a coach. You need speed. He's like, he was doing a Mickey. All he needed to say was, you're going to eat lightning. You're going to crap thunder. Yes. Kidding me? Meet Stan. Stan the man from Drexel Hill.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Stanley?
Listen, I love you, cuz. I do. You my guy. You
Thank
one
you,
of my
brother.
Go-tos.
Thank you.
You could not be more wrong about Rocky IV, bro.
Yeah, you
are out of your mind. You want to talk about lines? First of all, Balboa has that one speech, really. That one speech is great. They use it for a lot of things. I get it. It's cool.
Uh-huh.
But you want to talk about those Drago lines, the reason why they're so epic is because of how he literally did what he said he was going to do. That man was and then Duke saying to Rocky in the corner, he's cut. You see, he's not a man. He's not a machine. He's a man. Like that.
That's a great line. I agree. That's a great line.
That's the line. And then Apollo.
I agree.
Having going through his little crisis because he doesn't want to let go of the past and let the glory days.
Yeah, but come on, Drago's not killing Apollo.
No, what? He was an old man.
No, Apollo.
Listen, even
don't mess with Creed.
Even in the fight, when you see Apollo slip. In the first round, when he's trying to bounce around, and he slips, you can even tell by the way they're doing it, they're setting it up like he's just over the hill.
Yeah, he's not dying.
Okay, he might not die, but you had to do the over-exaggeration.
You're going
to
Klitschko's going to beat Creed?
He's not going to kill him, but listen, I'm just saying.
All right, hear me on this, though. I'll give you the one line about the bleeding. That was great. That one piece was great. However, Rocky 3, forget about 1 and 2 because they're classics.
Right,
but
right.
3 has way more lines than 4.
You know, it, real quick, too. The reason why you saw this, Rocky got smarter with the more money he got. As soon as he went broke again in 5, he became So the more money he got the 3. Remember, he put the suit on.
Right.
All of a sudden, he got Paulie a job and all that, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, all of a sudden, he had a marketing guy.
Right,
like, come
exactly.
on, man.
Exactly, but then and then 5, Paulie loses all his money, and then he's back to hey Tommy, like you know
right.
what I mean? So
right,
so
it was stupid.
The money definitely made the man.
Did the money affect Tyson? Did he become a brain
absolutely
surgeon?
Not.
Right,
No. But the thing about 3 is this: you had a guy in Mike Tyson, the Clubber Lang, Mr. T, who was just that charisma. With that chemistry that they had.
He
was talking to Apollo. Hey, man. Don't turn your back on me, man. Like,
don't turn your back on me, sucker.
Yeah, like that right there. Like, you know, and the thing about it was that man didn't know what a jab was. All he threw was hooks.
Right.
He didn't throw one jab that whole movie, which was ridiculous. So I get what you're saying about the lines, but sometimes the moment is bigger than the lines. And I disagree with you on the soundtrack.
All right.
When they were fighting, when Rocky and Drago was fighting, that moment right after he cuts him,
gosh.
And then that bell rings, and he's like just giving him that speech and is leading it up. That thing was epic, man. I get with you with a lot of things.
Yeah.
I can't get with you on that one.
Like, you got to come to me. Listen, you got to come. I got to go on the 60, babe.
So last night, and somebody called in and said this, Ben not being there proved a major point. For all the criticism that we have of this kid, all the things that we talk about, him not being on the floor, the team just looks so disjointed. And you can even say what you want about Al Horford and all that stuff. He even looks better at times when Ben's not there. He just misses shots. Yesterday, he just looked out of place.
Yes.
You know, he just looked out of place. So
if
he's missing shots is one thing, but he's taking them because Ben's getting them to look. But last night, he just didn't look like he knew where to go. And I just feel like, like you said, we don't appreciate that. That was a Joel Embiid. I'm putting the team on my back. And
that was a Godzilla moment.
That's what that was.
I mean,
and
come
he
on.
Wanted it from start to finish, and that's what I want to see. I want to see you do that against
exactly.
Ben.
Exactly. And listen, here's the thing. Bottom line is you're dead right, and the bottom line is you should never want to split these two up.
Never. No.
I never want to split these two up. Let's see where they can take us. I don't want them to split up.
Listen. I don't want to hear nothing about Embiid leaving the team, getting traded, or Ben until these guys are like 38 and ready to
go. I agree. I take my chances.
I want these guys. If it was up to me, you're retiring the Sixer. You're playing your whole career here, and they trying to win championships.
Hey, Stan.
I'm talking about three.
Hey, Stan. Listen, you got the beer. You want a case of beer? Hold on. So we can meet. We can meet like East versus West, or West and East. Oh, it's so terrible. You can pick your case of beer up at Manoa Beverage, Land Beverage, or Waywood Beverage.
You're present.
Yo, I wanted a sports car for my birthday. Not no walking trash can.
Make a wish.
It's creepy. That talks, that thing.
Yeah, it's so bad. It's terrible.
I'm sorry. Robot. That's the worst part about Rocky.
He's like Mikey Miss. The robot's doing Paulie's lawn. Paulie and Mikey Miss. He's doing the hush monitor. He's doing the lawn. That's the greatest.
I just don't get. Well, what was the point of the robot?
I don't know. That's stupid. Oh, he's got more money than God now. He's a fighter. And what do we got? We got money. She was terrible. We got everything but the truth. And you go, yo, hon. All right, I gotta go fight this beast. Right?
I gotta go stop the Cold War.
This was three back when she was saying, "We're on the beach." Remember?
Yes, yes.
And he gives you this stupid, I'm afraid. I don't want to lose what I got. And you go, yo, hey, hon, you know, I got to fight this guy. This guy's an animal. Hey, you want me to fight him? All right. I'm a little soft right now, man. It's 105. You're listening to 97.5 The Fact, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
Heatles!
All right. How was the Bring the Heat?
It was great. There's a lot of Flyers excitement.
Nice.
Which I like.
All right, let's do some Bring the Heat, and then I'm going to roll through a bunch of people.
A game last night started as
the great man fixed all the humanity.
But it ended.
Oh, the humanity. Yes. Love it.
How about them Fly Boys? Them Flyers, I told you in the beginning of the season, let's go Flyers! And how about that 10-9-8, baby? Let's go 76ers!
Echo Lenny, check it in.
What is Brent Brown thinking? I mean, look, it was a great win, and I don't like to complain, but that first half was atrocious. Neto starting? Come on, Brent Brown. My God.
Yeah, I prefer to just go Josh Richardson at the point. But, well, you know, listen, when he shortens his rotation, Neto and DeShay out.
It was overtime Thursday night for all professional teams. But you know what, Andrew? Let's not do the song for the Sixers. Let's do the Cherry and White, because they won in overtime against UConn.
Wow, Cherry the White, fight, fight, fight.
Yeah, if my computer was working. How about that? I love the Temple. The Temple getting some love. What the hell's this song? There it is. That's not it.
There you go, buddy.
What's going on here?
I don't know.
Playoff expansion. You know where playoff expansion came from? Jerry Jones was the first to vote for it because his loser team can't get in. Because they're losers. And they probably still won't get in with an extra playoff team. You losers!
I appreciate that.
Because they're losers. That's great.
The way you lose that.
I love this new NFL, man. I do. Give 17 games. By the way, on the text board, West Virginia Rick hits us with, they're going to play. Now, I didn't read this. Did you read it? I could have been in a fog. That they were, that they're thinking about playing other teams in like other NFL stadiums. Like the 17th game. So you have 8-8, all right, home road.
Right.
The other game will either be abroad or at other NFL stadiums.
So it could be like Eagles, Jaguars in Arizona.
Right.
Okay. I didn't see that. I mean, I read the.
I don't know what you
do. The Garofalo report earlier was that they weren't going to play all international.
I know, but we're supposed to. He was saying instead of the international games would be played at NFL cities, right, but not the home city.
It's kind of cool, I guess.
At a neutral place.
Do those sell out? Is the question.
I can't imagine. No, I mean, I don't know. Would you watch? I don't know. Would you go to see the Steelers and Bengals?
No, maybe not Steelers Bengals. I don't know. I might consider it. Yeah, they're on my town.
That makes no sense to me.
So Tyrone was saying that there's a proposal that it could be Eagles Steelers at somewhere like Penn State.
Well, that would make sense. You know, that's cool. I like that. Played at Michigan. Play it in Notre Dame. Wow. Oh, now, there you go, man. Tyrone. That's genius.
You're South Bend.
Oh, my God. Birds, Bears, Notre Dame Stadium.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's the move. Jesus. You're right. Cowboys play in Oklahoma.
How's everyone doing?
Bryant-Denny Stadium, Alabama, 100,000 people. I'm in on that. That's genius.
I'll tell you,
there's been
a lot of Flyers talk going around at local establishments, local food establishments. Flyers are kind of catching the city by storm. All the eateries and all the people are talking about it. Food, Flyers, let's go Flyers.
The eateries, when the eateries catch on, it's a big deal. It means the wave has begun. The wave. I think people are on board, man. I can tell by my own, like, I look forward to them.
Yes. And last night was awesome.
Ty, same way. Yeah, late.
Being down 3-1, coming back.
I can't wait. I'm going Tuesday.
That's awesome.
I got Josh's tickets again.
That's good work by you.
Offered them.
Some nice seats.
He offered them. Glass.
Not going to turn those down.
The chop dog seats. Well, I figured, you know, the kids haven't. How about these kids? They're going to go sit on the glass. Where do you go from there? You're 7 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old.
And put them on the bench. Old,
they're going to be on the, they're on the glass. Where are you going from there?
They'll be playing.
Took me, you know, 40-some years to go on the glass. And he's, you know, I'm not turning that down.
No. No, 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 no.
Hassan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, man? Welcome back.
Thanks, Hassan. What's happening, my brother?
Real quick before I get to my Sixers point, I want to know, Andrew, what are you looking at when you say 4 is better than 3?
Thank you.
And why I say that, listen, okay, when you have a movie that's not good as far as the scenes and things like that, you have to look at the punchlines, the line, you know, that carries the movie. I'm not saying 3 is the greatest Rocky movie, because 1, 2, 3 is the order for me. And then you
haggle
about 4 and 5 or whatever.
Yes, I agree. Like, I go 1, 2, 3, 6. 4, 5.
Come on.
Yes.
6. I'm not going to pick 6.
Six was an American hero in Rocky 4.
It was a cartoon.
He had Russians chanting his name. The Russians were chanting his name, damn it.
And that's why I'll give you 4 over 6. But I'm not giving you 4 over 3. Like, I'll give you, like, a line, like, when he was fighting, Hulk Hogan, Thunderlift.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and Rocky comes out, and he's just, you know, thinking this is an exhibition.
Right.
And he's serious about this, you know, exhibition fight, Thunderlift. And he's hitting a punch of Rocky, throwing him off, and he tells him, yeah, I can't break your spirit, but I can sure enough break your back.
Yes.
Like stuff like, you yeah, know, it's like, yeah, yeah
plenty of lines.
The lines is what carry a
the
movie.
Weight, the weight, you without a doubt.
And the, I can't see where in
there's
four.
No, there's no lines in four. I break you. It's horrible. Yeah, give me a break.
Nothing like.
Soundtrack horrible, 80s. Nice. 90s, whatever it was.
That just, yeah, that just didn't
bad.
Catch me. I watched because I'm a Rocky fan.
Right.
You know, I was exactly. kid when I went to see this first one at the movies, but it's yeah. like, four just didn't do anything for me to, like, make me, like, when they come on, like, you know when they have them, they'll have them on TNT or whatever, Stars, whatever, a weekend where they just have the whole Rocky. Four, I want to watch 1, 2, and 3, 4, I can miss.
I'd say, right, you know, it's funny, I did the same thing. I was laid up with the, and my little boy was sick too. So we were watching movies the whole time. So I go, come on, dude. We're watching the Rocky. Four comes in, I went to sleep.
Yeah, like I don't have this. It's a movie that I don't
horrible.
Like, man, yeah. I can take a bathroom break or whatever.
It's not a click and stick either, right? It's not a click and stick.
Right.
Three is a click and stick still. Yeah, I agree.
Exactly. But to my Sixers point, last night is why I don't understand people how when they talk about trade Ben or trade Joel, we can't play, they can't play together. Nix that. Stop with the nonsense. And my thing is, what I liked about Embiid and what I want to see in situations like that when either Ben's playing and Embiid's out or vice versa, put the team on your back and carry. It was a hard first half. But put the team on your back and say, I'm going to pick up the slack because the 1-2 punch is not here in this particular game. So I need to carry this team. And that's what they did. They pulled it together in the second half, and you could see the excitement on Embiid's face when they got to that overtime, and he was just, like, excited, like, this is the chance we needed. And they
and you know what's fun, too, Hassan, when you watch him dominate like that? Because forget about Jordan, right? Give me a break. I mean, when he dominates, there's nobody that could guard him. You know, he's a
exactly.
he's like, Godzilla.
When he's got in his mind, like, I'm going to carry, like, there's nobody. I don't care who you put. He just does what he wants to anybody.
Yep. I agree.
You know, and that's what I love about him, man. So, I agree with you. Shorten up this rotation. Figure it out. And let's
go, let's man.
19-7 or 20. Like, that's the rest of these games. And we can go on to one. Just carry that exuberance. And, you know, and let's not just stay stagnant. Let's move around. Because that Clippers game, I liked how they moved with the ball.
Sure.
That attitude on the road.
Damn right, Hassan.
We can beat some teams, man.
I agree.
In these playoffs, we can beat some teams.
I agree. They're going to go to the finals. You watch. They're going to make the run. They're going to make the run. Hey, you know, it's like you got to say it. Like, I get it. You know, I get it. You got to say it. I feel it. I feel it in my bones. They're going to make a run. They're going to be scary. Hey, Warren.
This is shaping up to be a personal war, and right now, it's anybody's boxing match.
The Russian speaking?
Getting hurt bad.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Now he's worried. You're cutting. You're hurting. You see? He's not a machine. He's a man.
You're grabbed up.
The line by Duke was good. I'll give you that. The line by Duke, see, he's not a machine. He's a man. It's not bad. I'll give you that line. By the way, Bring the Heat, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. It's cold outside, man. Your heating system is not evenly or efficiently heating your home. You need help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today.
We should call that for here.
Or if you work in a construction zone and you have heating issues and cooling issues every day when you walk in, along with certain particles in the air.
Yes.
Let's go to where we at? My man Brian, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. What's up, brother?
Yeah. Adrian, she almost cost them the rematch, right?
She did.
She literally.
that Sonny killed in The Godfather. And she's a horror. She's a menace in all movies.
She's terrible. And how about in 2, right? She brings Meryl home. Remember? Yeah. And he goes,
Rocky couldn't train. He would have won in 10 rounds if she let him train right.
Exactly. Exactly. The rematch, even in Rocky 3, she's got to put it in his head. You know, yeah. We have everything but the truth. What's the truth?
And she got Sonny killed. We can't forget that. You know?
Oh, she got Sonny killed. And then in Rocky 2, and in Godfather 2, she brings around that dude Merle. Remember that guy?
Yeah. And Michael won't even address him.
Right. Listen, Michael's like, listen, you want to be part of the family. Then, you know, I don't know this guy. I don't know what he's made of. I don't know how he earns his money.
I agree. My side character is also a crossover, Gazzo.
Love Gazzo.
I'm a big Gazzo guy.
Big Gazzo man. And you're right. Another great Godfather character. When he stamps the cigarette out and he takes the machine gun.
I like what he's giving his testimony. The family's got a lot of buffers.
Yeah. The family's got a lot of buffers.
Now, you know, there's a raging Rocky debate, right? As to where he's from, whether he's from South Philly or Kensington.
Right.
Now, most people from Philadelphia say he's from Kensington.
Well, because that's where the house was.
Correct. But if you go...
There's no L in South Philly.
Right. You go outside of the city, they just say, well, Kensington, nobody knows Kensington, and it's they meant it to be South Philly, and they just put it there. That's the debate.
Well, but you know Rocky II, the house of South Philly.
Right. Which is odd, because he should have... If he was going to move up from Kensington, he should have bought the Northeast.
Why? He should have been from Mayfair? He should have went to Mayfair.
That's where everybody went, right?
Right. From Kensington to Mayfair, you're right. However, I don't know. I got to go South Philly.
I understand.
Right?
You know what it was. But, you know, technically, like you said with the traffic, right? Why do you go to the Schuylkill? If you're going from Kensington, you can, you know.
Well, right. But if he's going, right. Go to Mayfair.
Right, especially since he went to Lincoln, right? He should have moved to Mayfair.
You're right. That's why you're the best.
My favorite line is Rocky III is the ultimate. Now, I'm only part Italian, but my friends that are full Italian, when we're talking smack, you hit them with the ultimate male versus the ultimate meatball.
Oh, yeah. The ultimate male, right. Thunderlips.
Right, like if we're playing 1-on-1 and I'm winning, I'm the ultimate male versus the ultimate meatball, right?
Oh, that's classic.
But, and there are no good lines in Rocky IV, you're right. The one, there's two that are okay. The one you already played, and then Paulie, when he's at the press conference, and they said, who are you? He says, young, I'm fine on the majority, big mouth. But that's just okay.
Yeah, it's all right. But like, how about Paulie? Paulie, who, by the way, there's no bigger bum, right, than Paulie. Right. And he finds himself in Moscow representing the United States of America.
It's a little bit of a stretch.
That makes it great.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's Paulie. Paulie's a bum. He's got wild turkey breath.
I like 4, but I don't have it above 3. I mean, it's
fan of me. It is.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I had to ask you about Bruce when you went in the bar and got the fight just started. Was that old business? Did you ever find out, or was he that ornery?
Wait. Say again. Which fight?
You said last year last week you had the your worst love story.
Oh yes, I was in Chicago. Yes.
Was it old business, or was it just the guy that ornery that he started fighting?
No, it was old business.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It was a corner bar in Bridgeport, just south of Chicago, south side of Chicago.
So he was bringing in his backup, you know, tell you, so he got in there.
Basically. Yeah, I was getting, people hit me with bottles, but beer, it was all, like, you know, back then in the 90s, it was like, one of those bar fights.
So Bruce didn't, he had never heard Sinatra's song, Soliloquy, right? He didn't, that's how he felt,
How'd you remember the guy's name? Bruce Canatello. Oh, my God. You're the best. Hey, take some beer. All right. I'm going to give you some beer. Hold on, Brian. You get some beer from us. Case of beer. For knowing that her father's name is Bruce.
You know who else lives in Chicago?
Who?
I'll tell you what. Bring your pretty little self over to my apartment tonight, and I'll show you a real man. Hey, woman!
What'd he say? What'd he say when he's when he goes to the ceremony? Remember, he goes to the statue ceremony before he hits with the real man. He came, somebody retiring. You've been ducking me. Give me a shot, Balboa. All right, let's talk about golf. Do this all day long. Gold Monkey Joe is also a real, right? Just, we're talking about Pennsylvania Hospital, right? You know, a base, you throw a football and you hit 8th and Chestnut. That's right. Where the home of Gold Monkey Jewelers is, right there, 8th and Chestnut. It's the official 4-for-4 jewelers. Official jeweler of the Phillies, Flyers, Sixers, Eagles. Right there. Right on 8th and Chestnut. It's where Philly gets engaged. So I want you to go there. They have all the best brands you want, you can imagine. But listen, I don't know if you're like me and you don't really know the jewel brands. You just got to get, you're thinking about popping a question. You need to know the diamonds. You need an education. You need to be able to walk in there and trust what you're getting. And that's why you go to Gold Nugget Jewelers, because they have all the diamonds right there. And you go there, you get the education, you feel good. So not only you can get all the gifts from your, for your girlfriend, your wife, your mother, whatever woman in your life, but it's the place to get engaged. It's why, that's how they became where Philly gets engaged. Golden Nugget Jewelers. You go in there, thumb cut section, get engaged, and you live happily ever after. GoldenNuggetJewelers.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hold it, Balboa!
Hold it, Balboa! Come on!
Come on, dude. The best. Shut up, old man!
That is great when you go, shut up, old man.
Oh my God, it's the best. It's politics, man. Now, the movie Dave.
Shut up, old man!
Movie Dave is all about, he doesn't like the Hulk Hogan thing. I think the Hulk Hogan thing is great.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was kind of just like a gimmick to throw into the movie, but at the same time, it's like,
it wasn't a fight. It was a gimmick thing, and it was charity. It was realistic.
Plus, at the time, Hulk Hogan was a huge celebrity, so to add him into the movie.
Yeah, he said it's worse than, Hulk Hogan 3 is worse than Drago. He's also a big Adonis Creed fan.
Oh, is that right?
He's got Adonis Creed 5.
Oh, as his fifth
character. He goes Apollo 1, Mickey 2. I'm Apollo, man. I go Apollo, Paulie, Duke, in that order.
You go Duke over Mickey?
Yes.
I don't know if I could.
Yes.
Mickey plays a more prominent role.
But Mickey, yeah, he does. I mean, he plays a huge role. But I love the Duke. I don't know, something about the Duke. Duke feels real to me.
Yeah.
Mickey's a little bit of a cartoon. But Mickey's, listen, Mickey's great.
I'm gonna lay off that pet shop game.
No, Mickey's great. You're right.
Who'd you fight? Spider Rico. And he calls him a bum. He's like,
he's a bum. I've done pretty good, too. What'd you do? Oh, yeah. KO in a second. Who'd you fight? Spider Rico. He's a bum.
They're playing in a church. There's a big painting of Jesus looking drunk, over, right?
All, And they're throwing cigarettes at the fucker who's smoking. He bums a cigarette off the dude. You gotta smoke? And he gives him his nasty one. Classic. But the best is when Mickey's skizzing the whole. Well, how come you didn't, you didn't train me? What's wrong with me? And he goes, you could have been some. Instead, you became a leg breaker.
Yes.
A two-bit thug.
Another random scene about Rocky. He's going to the bar. He picks up the drunk from the outside. Sits him down with the guy who's talking to himself. Yes, yes. Oh, you got a friend.
Well, speaking of the bar, what's the line from in the bar? You want me to take a shot? I'll take a shot.
Yes.
You may. How could you criticize that man? Listen, Rocky, you're upset with your life. I'm out of, that's on you. That was the greatest. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean.
Hey, what's up, cuz?
What's up, brother?
Hey, look, I got to tell you, when you're gauging these movies, you always got to put like a special dispensation for these 80s movies. Because every movie in the 80s was friggin' horrible and corny. I mean, we just look back at them now. Like, when could you ever imagine in the 90s or the 2000s, Sylvester Stallone climbing to the top of a mountain and yelling, Drago?
Right, right. Like, no, they're horrible. You're right.
Yeah, it's horrible. But you're it's like horrible and funny. You know,
yes.
It's like Mel Gibson did the Road Warrior and Thunderdome. Tina Turner wearing a bikini running around. Come on, man. It's like the 80s. That was the greatest. Yeah. He's almost on. He's at Mount Everest. Oh, my God. Dude, and the other thing is, Burgess Meredith goes down in the annals of being one of the greatest, like, old guy one-liners of all of his movies. Remember Grumpy Old Men when he did those two movies?
You know what? You're so right. And listen, how about the greatest? The greatest line is when he goes, well, what are we waiting for?
Well, what are we waiting for? Yeah, and Grumpier Old Men, the second one, when like his granddaughter, they're all worried because she ate a quarter, and he goes, "Now, if she craps out two dimes and a nickel, then you have a problem."
I didn't see that. That's a great line.
My God. He was the best of those movies, and then like he was talking to this one other old lady, and he told her he's from Hawaii, and she goes, "What island?" He goes, "Come on, I want to lay you."
I did not see those. I didn't see those movies.
Well, you wouldn't see those. That's not your style.
Yeah, that's all right, though. That's good lines.
Yeah, Burgess was in those, and he was great in those. But anyway, on to the Sixers and the Flyers. Yeah, this is that time of year when you get a sense from a hockey team if they're going to make that run. Because it happens more in hockey than it does in basketball. We saw it last year, and it doesn't happen like that all the time. But like,
no, I agree with you.
With the Blues. But it's like you just get that feeling. Now, they might not win it. They might not go. But it's like, man, they're going to make it really interesting. They're going to make it real fun. Now, I just hope that it didn't happen too soon because usually you want to see it, like middle of March when they hit this stride. But they're hitting it now. And, man, are they fun to friggin' watch? They're
and you know what it is, too? They are. And there's so much fight in them. They got a lot of good fight. And Konechny, I'm telling you, he reminds you of he's a reincarnation of Bobby Clark.
He's just a stud, and they have that whole, they embody that whole the world against us for a team, which like every Philadelphia sports team tries to gather and harness at some point, and whether they have the components to do it or not, is up to debate. But they definitely do, and they definitely have it. Now with the Sixers, it's like now if they lost that game last night, and with all the crap Embiid's been saying like lately, all his stuff. I don't know how he would have been able to come back out to the media and like face him with everything. I get it. Simmons wasn't there, but like that's when you need to be. Last night, it was like he was the only guy on that court playing by himself as much of a beast as he was. He just completely said, screw all you guys. I'm destroying this thing. And you're going to wait and say, yeah, I get 20 points. I guess it shouldn't have been like that, but like that's what happened. We won. Brett Brown didn't end up. Overmanaging or screwing the things up. I guarantee Embiid just said, hey, listen, keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to win this game. We're not losing this game. And that was awesome to say.
Yeah, it was. Thanks, Sean. Good stuff, man. That was a good night. It really was. Like, I know. Listen, it was one of those games. It was, they had that 44-8 run. They had those wild spans and runs. You come back, you win. You know, to me, I can't wait for tomorrow night. That's the game. Assuming Ben's back, tomorrow night's a game. It's on their floor. You just lost there a couple weeks ago. That's the game I want to see. Chuck in Mount Airy. Chucky, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Chuck. Chuck's talking to somebody else. Let's go to Greg. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Greg?
Hello, Anthony. Andrew, how you doing?
What's up, Gregory?
Hello. Anthony, I know you're a history buff, but you are certainly missing the historical significance of Rocky IV. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. And you got Rocky. The two of us are killing each other. I guess it's better than 20 million. Between the two of them, they knocked down the USSR. You are missing it, bro. You know what I mean? That was the funniest
with Paul,
part
ever. With Paulie as his wingman.
I'm telling you, it's nuts. And the show today is magnificent. I love when it goes off the rails. When you got Coachy as Mickey.
Ah, it was the best. Speed.
Can you imagine that? As soon as he said he's Mickey, I got Coachy and Rocky chasing chickens in the booth.
Oh, it's the best.
Wait, the
goat. You gotta get him, TK. Listen, can it be? You gotta eat like crap thunder.
He's gonna crap thunder. The list, I go with you. I got Apollo, Duke, Mickey, Paulie, and I gotta go with Cuff and Link because I'm certainly not.
I'm a big fan of Cuff and Link. Yes. Yeah, I like Cuff and Link.
Talia Shire should be in no list. She can't play dead. Everything she touches, she's terrible. But this show, when the immediacy of your show is why you have so many fans, because you never know when it's going to go off the rails.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? you never know when it's going to go off the rails, and it's some funny listening. And I'm still back on Coachy as Mickey.
Coachy's yeah. Mickey rules, man. I'm with you. I love that.
And we talked in December when the Sixers were doing all right. I wanted to see more Savage in both Simmons and Embiid. Both of them are tremendous talents, but my fear was they were all worried about the stat. I think as I looked up when that four-game losing streak, when they looked like dog meat, I think they looked each other in the mirror and said, "Look, we got to start. We got to talk. We talk the talk. Now we got to walk it." And both guys, last night Embiid. A couple games ago when Simmons took over the Clippers.
Savages.
I said, you need a savage. Yeah,
I agree. Listen, I got to run, brother. Great stuff, man. Thank you. Savages.
He's on the left wing wall. He's going to drag the puck out in center ice. The Flyers want to regroup with a minute and 16 seconds to play. Konechny right wing pass. Hayes in. Looking at the net. Kevin Hayes shoots. He scores! The overtime winner by Kevin Hayes. His second of the year. And the Flyers beat the Blue Jackets in overtime 4-3.
What did we talk about? You got to have speed.
Speed. Damn speed. Speed's what we need. We need greasy, fast speed.
Shooters, awesome. Shooters, great job. Speed, greasy. He was prejudiced against Italians, you know. Mickey, who you thought was Irish, right? Turned out to be Jewish in the end.
Yes.
Which is a twist of fate because you didn't get more Irish than Irish Mickey, right? Classic. Greasy speed. How about Coachy? That's classic. Speed. You need speed. All right, let's talk some beer. So many beers to choose from, particularly now that I'm watching. Choose Corona. Tastes great. Refreshing. Not going to weigh you down if you're counting calories or carbs. Corona Light, only 99 calories, 5 grams of carbs. Corona Premier, it's a great tasting beer, too. 90 calories, only 2.6 grams of carbs. That's it. Corona is also a proud sponsor of the Sixers. So whether you're watching the game at the Wells Fargo Center at home or at one of our Sixer pregame broadcasts, choose Corona. Tomorrow, before Sixers Bucks, join Devon and the Chunis at Kavanaugh's Rittenhouse for the Sixers pregame broadcast starting at 6 o'clock. Now, you're going to be on the air?
No, I'll be handing out the prizes there.
All right. Maybe Devon will let you on a little bit. Win the great prize, including Fanatic Corona and Sixers merchandise, Sixer tickets. You can walk away with a pair of tickets to see a game. Head to Kavanaugh's Rittenhouse tomorrow. Have fun before the game. Stop and stay and watch the game. 2 floors and 30 TVs. You're not going to miss a play. Kavanaugh's Rittenhouse, 1823 Sansom Street, a block from Rittenhouse Square. Be there.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Mikey Miss coming up 2 o'clock. Tyrone. Nat, is Nat in?
No, she's in L.A., so Tyler Zuli.
Oh, really? What's she doing in L.A.?
A little trip? Hanging out, maybe?
Nice. Oh, it's good, Tyler? Nice. Very cool.
Hey, woman!
Anthony in Baltimore. Anthony! What's up, buddy?
Guys, I'm off early again, so I get to call you for the
What's
second.
What's going on, brother?
All right, so I had to call in, man. Listen, right, the Rockets franchise, and I got a line for you, but it hits close to home with me because my pops always told me as a kid we have a professional Philly fighter in our lineage. His name was Dan Butcheroni, Danny the Butcher Boy, Butcheroni. You should look him up. He had 56 bouts, 50 wins, 6 losses, 36 knockouts.
Wow.
And
he's a knockout artist.
Yeah, his 3 of his 6 losses came his last 3 fights when he just washed up. But
Wow, that's pretty cool.
He had a boxing gym in Philly just like, you know, Mickey. So the Rocky movies, I was like glued to the screen, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so
I love that. I love those old Philadelphia gyms.
Yeah.
They're very cool.
Yeah. So my favorite Rocky line, right? And I never understood why my dad was laughing when I was a kid, but when I watched it as an adult, I got it. So after he marries Adrian, Gonzo goes, "Hey, Rock, now you got all this money, man. You should think about investing in some condominiums. They're safe." And Rocky looks at him and goes, "Condominiums? I never use them."
Yeah.
And he's serious as a heart attack.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah. So, he's walking out of hospital. You're right there at the hospital, right? That's right. That's a classic.
Yeah, he's got the tuxedo on.
Yeah.
All right, so Sixers, right, man? I'm so tired of the Ben talk, man. Leave the kid alone. And you know, he's a warrior. I'm sure if he could have played last night, he would have. One last thing. On that game, I had 500-1. I had it was plus 500, right, that the Sixers would win by 10 to 13 points. So that 40-whatever run, that killed me last night because – I was, like, about to throw my TV through the window.
Bet the Sixers to win by 10 to 13?
Yes, I put $77 on it. It was the last that I had in my account. I mean, I won. I bet them to win with the spread, and they did. They covered, so I didn't lose any money. But I had $77 on them to win. I would have won almost $400.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why it's so hard. You know what I mean? Like, those that's why they get those kinds of odds. But, I hear you. Listen, the spread, they covered. That was a gift. Because that's not supposed to happen. The handoff brought to you by the Mikey Miss is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. All right. What time are we going to go?
Oh, I think now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sorry.
All right. That's
Brian okay. In the Northeast won a call of the week, by the way.
Good job, Brian. Good job. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Go Sixers, go Flyers. Big double-double tomorrow. We'll talk about it on Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.